I know State Senator Tom Hawk made mention of the group of women really in the House that were so active and busy, and we'll let Susie Swanson lead off for a change, I know, and let her, it seems like by the time it gets to you, a lot of things have already been said, but kudos, I guess, you know, and even when we talk about bipartisan efforts, and I know Sidney Carlin very actively involved with that too, and Susie, kind of share with me some of the things that group was all about.
Well, it was interesting the way it came about. Two representatives from Johnson County were both driving to the Capitol one morning, and Cindy Holscher, a newly elected Democrat, called Stephanie Clayton, who's an experienced Republican, and Cindy said, you know, I think we need to get the women together. Things are just, we're spinning our wheels, and I think it would be good just to get the women who are kind of like-minded in terms of wanting to solve particularly the tax issue together. So that's what happened, and we met a couple of times, and it was just cordial conversation and, you know, obviously talked politics. But then came the vote on a tax plan that we that passed in the Senate, and I think this was May 30th or 31st, and we all thought it was going to pass in the House. And when the vote tally was shown on the board, we were about 4 or 5, maybe 6 votes short, and it didn't pass. And the next day, the women got together, and I must admit, I was profoundly disappointed by that vote, and I didn't go the next day. I just thought, I need some space and time. But the next day, they got together and really hashed out a lot of feelings, some angry feelings, some disappointed feelings. And in the morning and then in the afternoon, they put up the poster board paper and they got the markers out and they started hashing out what do we need, what do we agree on, what's common, and what we think needs to happen. And that was kind of the beginning of the women's group, as we called it at the time. And one of the things I'll add, and then I'll let Sidney talk, Patsy Terrell, who is the representative that died, at that time, Patsy was all in for repealing the 2012 tax cuts and nothing less. And she was pretty dug in with that position. And by the time the women's group, and she's a very articulate, she was a very outstanding new legislator. By the time we actually cast a vote on the bill that passed, Patsy had come around to say, I want to repeal the policies of the tax of the 2012 tax cuts, not necessarily a complete repeal of that. That was huge for her. So that group was really able to bring people to consensus. And so I'll let Sidney go ahead and talk some more about the group.
Very bipartisan group, it sounds like, too, Sidney.
Absolutely. And one of the things, to continue on with Patsy, early on, she brought in information. She had dug out, wasn't it Patsy that did that chart that had all of the different plans, and she had research get it together. Pretty sure it was
her. It might have been Monica, but one of the two.
And we could lay out the old plan, the new plan, the pen. And I had voted against two tax bills, and I voted against them before because they weren't adequate. I was a total repeal person, as was Patsy, and I went to Tom Phillips a number of times and said, I want a higher bracket. I think, you know, $60,000 is the highest bracket. And I said, that's just too low. We need a $250,000 bracket. Well, what we did was we asked questions in a very safe environment, women sitting there all trying to figure out what would work. And we learned because we brought in Tom Sawyer, and he's been in the House for forever, I think 30 years or more. And he's also the ranking Democrat on this tax committee. And he sits on the conference committee, so he was a key player, as Tom Phillips, in the development of the plans. And we asked Tom a bunch of questions, like, you know, if we did this, how much money do we get if we do this? And we learned that if you raise that top bracket, the state actually loses a lot of money. And so we didn't know that. We thought it would make more money for the state. I mean, it just didn't. We hadn't dug into it deep enough. When you're in a committee, like I'm on appropriations, I spend the money or cut the money, as it has been lately. But to actually, and I've been on tax, but not during this time. When I was on tax, we were working on other issues like machine and equipment and local ad valorems and sales tax cuts and stuff. But we just needed a place to work. So we, when it got down to it, after the charts and the sticky notes, we said, you know, okay, we can vote for this. And then we brought in Tom Phillips, Steve Johnson, Tom Sawyer, the research department, and we, you know, just solidified a plan. And our plan was going to be a little more, well, it was better.
More robust.
It was more robust. And I hope that we get to that at some point, because we funded child care credit, tax credit fully. It was a $10 million cost. And that was number one for the women. And for a lot of the men that we found out later that had been opposing this. And we wanted to get the homestead rental refundable credit back, and we wanted to get the food sales tax credit back as a refundable. It is, you can take it off your income tax, but you don't get a check for it, and that's what we wanted to do. Those things didn't make it. We got the other deductions that Hawk mentioned a while ago, but we have the child care credit is in place. This year you only get 12.5%, or for 18. And then it goes up over the next few years, and you'll eventually get 100%. Also, the medical deductions and the others are at, I believe, 50%. Tom can fill you in on those if he'd like. But we had to come down on our rates. We wanted a 5.9 at the top, and we got 5.7. But, you know, we put out a plan that worked, and we could see how to do it. And it was very exciting for the women. And, in fact, Patsy was up all night, the night we overrode the governor's veto, and just couldn't sleep. I'd love to find her computer, because I'm sure she was writing all night.
Oh, my. True. Tom Phillips, you'd mentioned you were pretty impressed with this group of women. Worked with them some, it sounds like.
And obviously, I wasn't involved intimately, but they did invite several men, and eventually a lot of guys started showing up. So, I know, three things from my vantage point. A lot of times we develop our viewpoints based on emotion and desire, and I'm kind of a fact-driven guy, and that's what tax is all about. It's about finding the right formula, and so I think this ladies' group really spent time learning about tax policy and what the implications were, and as they became more aware, more knowledgeable, I think some of their views began to soften or change, as you all mentioned, and I think so that was valuable. The day that vote failed, that Susie mentioned, I can tell you that there was a lot of frustration, anger, and as from the leadership team, we knew we were up against the clock. We were trying to get something moving, and we knew we were going to lose a whole day, because people just needed a day to decompress. And again, credit goes to this group of ladies. I think they were the ones that bridged that gap and said, okay, we're all mad, we're all frustrated, but we got to move forward. And so I give them credit there. And then I think from the other observation that I made was that adaptation on leadership and acceptance of bipartisanship. You know, your attitude could have been, well, we're going to push them aside and not let them participate in the process. Because historically, that's the way leadership operated. And at this point, we said, no. They're trying to find solutions. Let's engage them and bring them in as part of finding the right solution. And from a leadership perspective, you have to choose. Are you going to adapt, or are you going to stay rigid? And I, from my vantage point, I think we tried to adapt and recognize that this was an asset that we need to work with.
Let's go ahead and take that final break now. It's about 9:43, and again with us today we have State Representative Sidney Carlin, Susie Swanson, Tom Phillips, and again 537-1350. Must be answering everyone's questions, who knows, but do appreciate the three folks being on from our area. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
KMAN Morning News is presented by Strecker Nelson West Gallery. Visit SNW Gallery.